Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Well, let's go back to this highly anticipated Robert Mueller report, the details of which are just emerging now. Simon Marks is back with us. Look, Simon, just a rider in the beginning. This has just been released. I see you've tweeted out the letter that has come. I've just got it now myself. What is he saying? What are the key points of the Mueller report?
So let's just be clear, Guyon. This is a letter from the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, to leading members of Congress, in which Mr. Barr presents what he claims are the principal conclusions of the Robert Mueller investigation. And in Mr. Barr's tracy of the Mueller report, and that's the only thing members of Congress are seeing at the moment, he says that Robert Mueller did not find any direct evidence of conspiracy or collusion by members of President Trump's inner circle or by the president himself with the Russians during the 2016 election campaign. So that's the good news in this letter for President Donald Trump. But there is bad news for President Trump, because William Barr says that Robert Mueller was unable to conclude that the president could be exonerated over the claim that the president had attempted to commit obstruction of justice. That, of course, relates to the firing of James Comey and to the various other issues that followed the firing of the then FBI director. So the report says that the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, was unable to reach a conclusion as to whether President Trump did commit obstruction of justice, but equally was unable to exonerate him. And that, according to at least one leading Democrat, Congressman Jerry Nadler, in the House of Representatives, who heads up one of the committees that is digging in to all of this separately from the Mueller inquiry, essentially means that Robert Mueller is putting all of this into the hands of Congress and saying to Congress, it's possible that the president committed obstruction of justice. You now, the Democrats in the House of Representatives, who have the power, if they so choose, to begin impeachment proceedings, you now have to decide what to do with all of this and where to take it.
Okay, let's just go back and take those one by one. The big claim, the Russian interference in the 2016 US presidential election, that claim, as I've got it here now, the quote is, the investigation did not establish the members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Trump is going to be singing this one from the rooftops, is he not?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it'll be seconds before President Trump takes to Twitter and once again uses that two-word phrase that he's consistently used, no collusion. I mean, that is a big win for a White House that has constantly, relentlessly claimed that not only was there no collusion, but that the Mueller investigation was a witch hunt into a hoax that had been cooked up by the Democrats because of their frustrations at losing the presidency back in 2016. So there's no question that on that particular issue, this is very good news for the Trump administration, provided, of course, that William Barr is accurately reflecting the detail of what is in the Mueller report. And you can be sure that Democrats, and indeed some Republicans already, will continue to pressure the Department of Justice to release the report in its entirety.
And finally, to the obstruction of justice claim, the quote is, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. So, as you say, that isn't as good a news for Trump, but still does conclude that he didn't he didn't commit a crime? Is that what they're saying?
Well, it leaves the door open. It leaves the door open to the possibility that he did. He's not able to exonerate him. And, you know, I think that is going to underscore the fact, Guyon, that the Mueller investigation, of course, is just one of several investigations and inquiries that have been relentlessly digging away at the Trump administration. And while Robert Mueller is wrapping up, many of the congressional committees are only just getting started in terms of their investigations. Plus, of course, President Trump has to contend with prosecutorial inquiries that are underway in the Southern District of New York that are looking in great detail at the president's business arrangements. So that element of all of this means that Donald Trump is by no means entirely out of the woods.
Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks, like all of us reading that one on the fly, that's just come out really in a couple of minutes ago, this letter, which is the summary from the Attorney General, and we'll wait and see how much more information we get about what is in that report.
Andy and Anna here from your new favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.